Good morning, and you have tuned in to the morning show here at 88.5 KRFY. We are live in the studio, and it is Wednesday, November 28th. It is a beautiful rainy morning out there, but it is nonetheless beautiful. And again, thanks for tuning in to our live morning show. I'm Susie Prez, your host today. My co-host, Chris Bessler, is out of town, but I am joined by four KRFY volunteers, and we're all sitting here smiling in the studio and very happy to be here. So I want to introduce them. Now, when I say KRFY volunteers, all of our broadcasters are volunteers, and we also have volunteers that do things. So not all of them are broadcasters, but they are all volunteers. So this morning we have Julie Przinski, events coordinator and board member. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Susie.
It's so nice that you could come in. And Jackie Henrian, host of Songs, Voices, Poems.
Good morning, Susie.
And volunteers. And Julie Calamine, Tuesday morning show host and board member.
Good morning, Susie.
And Ryan Baumgartner, host of the 3 o'clock Rush.
Good morning, Susie. Live programming, a little new for me.
Yeah, here we are. And this is, Ryan is our newest show host here at 88.5 KRFY and also a high school student. So you'll be here till about 8:45 because you need to get to school. And so I want to thank you all for coming today. We're really here to hear about what your involvement here is, why you've become a volunteer at KRFY, but also to celebrate community radio here in North Idaho, the fact that we have a community radio station, and also to why we are now hosting our end-of-the-year giving appeal and what that's all about. So where should we start? We can start by really getting to know each of you. And I think I'll start with Julie Przinski. Julie, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you got involved? And you're probably one of the first, oldest involved person here. You've been here a long time. I remember you helping me get the bookkeeping system together when it was just a very fledgling station.
Yes.
So why and when did you get involved? And what pulls you in and what keeps you involved?
Well, I got involved when Jeff Poole had the meeting at the library, I believe in 2011, when they were talking about how do we go forward, and I thought I better get involved. I've always wanted community radio in Sandpoint and promised myself if it came, I would be part of it. So here I am. And I need to say good morning to everybody out in Sandpoint, too. It's not just Susie we're here for. We're here for the whole community of Sandpoint, and that's the beauty of community radio. We're also here to let you know that tonight we have a Meet the Crew brew at the Idaho Poor and our annual meeting. And we really like to promote ourselves at our annual meeting and let you all know what we've been up to this last year. That's why we're all here this morning as well. It's been another terrific year for KRFY, and I'm really excited and proud of what the station's done. Radio has played a big part in my life, starting way back on the farm in Nebraska, which I'm sure you've all heard the story, so I don't need to go into it. Okay, one more time. It was the first liberal or open-minded radio station I'd ever heard out of Omaha that really turned my mind toward other possibilities living in the conservative heartland, and it was eye-opening and heart-opening, and I'm glad to be part of it today.
Well, we're really glad that you're here. And one of the things when we're talking about this event at the Poor Authority, Idaho Poor Authority, tonight, it's our annual meeting. And a nonprofit, which we are, a radio station, community radio station, is required to have an annual meeting. Well, we decided, because we're such a fun group, that our annual meeting would be a fun meeting. And so not a lot of talking, just come on down and share with us celebrating our community radio station tonight at the Idaho Poor Authority from 5 to 8. And so you'll also find out a little bit about how we're doing. We'll have an annual report for you to look at rather than a bunch of people talking.
That's so right. I have to interrupt because Julie is a big part of scheduling that event. She's our events coordinator, aren't you, Julie? Julie, tell us about that if you would.
Sure. We have about 5 big events every year, and this is the final one of the year before the end of year giving appeal, which will be just station-wide. So it makes it fun to have these events every couple of months that we get to spend a lot of time together, which we don't always do because when you're at the station, you're usually alone. So we get together and have these events to celebrate community radio.
And it takes a great volunteer to do that, and you organize us all, which is what, like herding cats or something?
Something like that.
It's not easy.
No. Well, tonight we have a silent auction, a bake sale, in addition to our usual raffles that John puts out for us to sell for swag from the brewery and from John himself. He's so generous to us and all the other nonprofits in town.
And when we talk about brewery, it's one brewery that will be there. It's out of Spokane. It's called the Iron Goat. I think that's the name of it. I kept wanting to call it the Old Goat, but I think it's the Iron Goat. And that is a featured brew, and they bring their best brews. So that it's really just a fun night. We hope everyone comes out. And just even if you stop by for a few minutes to say hi, let us know that you're a listener, you're a supporter. And we would really appreciate that. So
great.
And I just want to say, Julie Przinski, thank you for your many years of involvement, because I think you've been here as long as I have been, and that's a lot of years. So thank you so much for everything
welcome.
That you do at the station.
It's my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that I forgot to do the weather this morning. So I think because Ryan is in training to do live radio, I'm going to ask him to do the weather from the National Weather Service.
Yeah, okay, I can do that, Susie. It looks like it is about 41 here right now in Sandpoint, partly cloudy. I mean, it was raining on my way in a little bit, sprinkling. And the visibility is about 7 miles out, and the humidity is about 100%. We're going to have 3-mile-an-hour winds south-southwest, and it looks like it's going to be pretty cloudy all day. But other than that, it's not snowing yet.
What about tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, Thursday, it is going to start snowing. You know, I was surprised it hasn't snowed yet. I thought it would have snowed much earlier. But looks like Thursday we're going to get some of our first snow, snow, and then really get some snow on Thursday night. And then a chance of snow again on Friday. So it looks like snow throughout the rest of the week. We're finally going to get that. So ski time. Looks like we're going to ski pretty soon.
Woo-hoo.
And then maybe some showers again on Saturday. But, you know, we're dumping on the mountain.
And Saturday says mostly a little bit of showers, but maybe possibly a little sunshine. So if that snow does come and the sun comes out, that's always a pretty time of year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sparkles.
Yeah. And so who wants to go next to talk about their involvement? Jackie Henry. And
yeah.
Jackie, you're a host of Songs, Voices, Poems. It broadcasts on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. It's been doing that for many, many years. So the first question would be, when and why did you get involved in KRFY as a volunteer and then as a broadcaster? And then tell us about your show.
Okay. Well, I got involved in 2014. I came to Susie's early training class in January, one of her first, and I just was fascinated because when I grew up in New York City as a kid, despite being a city kid and having 3 siblings, I kind of felt really alone. And for me, the radio was a real lifeline to the kind of music that was both meaningful and I felt connected to other people with. So when I started volunteering at KRFY, I just did a lot of help around the office and events and things like that. But then I realized that my interests in both songwriting and poetry would really help me create something that I could offer as a DJ here. Because, you know, words, sometimes we don't listen to them or hear them. They go to the left side, logical side of the brain. But music, when they're combined with music, they seep into the right side, the creative side, the pattern side, the spiritual side, let's say. And so that's the kind of thing I really wanted to put together, because every week it's so it's such a joyous thing for me to do that, and then to offer it to our audience here in Sandpoint was another thing that I thought, you know, it goes along with my philosophy to eventually share something that's creative. So that's why it's brought me so much pleasure since 2014 to create this weekly show. I spend a fair amount of time doing it. I started between 15 and 20 hours a week. But now, because I'm familiar with the process, it's much less. But still, it's the most joyous thing I do for this station.
That sounds wonderful, and I know that it's well listened to. Because we have streaming, our show can go anywhere. Our radio broadcast signal can go anywhere in the world. So I know you have folks listening all over the world.
Yeah, in fact, I frequently get notes of appreciation or recognition from New York City, from Los Angeles, from Florida, from the Midwest. So it's really interesting to know that people are listening to it nationally.
And at the same time, the you're talking about your show and why you do it. Could you give us a little picture, our listeners, a little picture here on the morning show at 88.5 KRFY this morning, what your show might the experience be that if they when they tune in?
Well, each week I choose a different theme. So sometimes it's related to song craft, how to build a song, how to use metaphors. Sometimes it's related to voice, so I pull in perhaps some of the exotic voices and even different languages. And sometimes the themes are related to poetry, so I speak specifically about what the tools and strategies that poetry uses. And a lot of that involves the kind of space that allows music to flow through a group of words. It's a real skill to write a song poetically as opposed to just creating a pop song. So, like, for example, I believe one of the songs we're going to play this morning is the Waylon Jennings' One Voice. And they do this a cappella. So I would probably write a themed show around a cappella music or how voices combine to form harmony, which is what we're trying to create at this station, really. We broadcast this on invisible waves that you receive and hear. And if you resonate with what you're hearing, then that's the stuff that creates community. That's the stuff that says, wow, I just want to participate in that and be part of it. And that is harmony. No matter what your beliefs are, that is really harmony.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's Jackie Henry and host of Songs, Voices, Poems. Julie Przinski, you wanted to add something.
Yes, I did. Doing the events, I get to do all the PR information too, so it was my great pleasure to look up what everybody's doing. And Jackie has a Facebook page for her show. Jackie, why don't you tell us about that page? It's really neat to check everything out that you've been up to.
Well, it was fun to create that page, and I was grateful that it was a free resource for us because we depend on community support that way. But I try to post what each show is going to be about. And I try and create a visual representation of that show. Like this last one was Going Deeper. And I found and created this graphic about a whirlpool, essentially, that drew you deeper into what you were listening to. And that's what songs really do. So I have 4 years worth of introductions, let's just say, and descriptions of the show. Some of them I post the playlists afterwards so you can hear the songs yourself. But sometimes I just post random things about poetry or songs as well. So at that on Facebook is called Songs-Voices-Poems. It's a group you will need to join, and we would welcome you.
How wonderful. I just want to remind our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY, and you're listening to The Morning Show on this Wednesday, November 28th. But also, this is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho, and part of the reason that we're here today, I'm really enjoying hearing about your shows and the involvement that we have here at our radio station. We're also here celebrating that together, which is really fun for me. And Jackie, you mentioned a song, and I was thinking it might be a nice time to take a little song break. And I'm going to have Ryan, because he's in training to do work on the board here, to introduce the song and then work the board. I'll be right here, Ryan. You just go for it. And that's this song.
Yes, this is interesting. I do my program recorded, so this is new for me. We are going to hear the Waylon Jennies, and this is One Voice from Songs, Voices, and Poems.
And that was the Waylon Jennies' One Voice. And this is 88.5 KRFY. We are here in the studios this morning for the morning show. And it is November 28th. Thanks for joining us. And speaking of the morning show, we have also with us, we're celebrating community radio here in the studio today because this is a good time of year. It is a giving time of year. And it is our end of the year giving time. We're reaching out to our listeners to say if you find an extra $20, $30 that you could send to us, that would be a good thing just to keep KRFY viable and on the air. And you can do that many ways. Who would like to talk about the many ways that you can send a little Christmas present to your community radio station?
Well, lots of ways to give. You can go to PayPal on the website at krfy.org. You could call and leave a message at 265-2992. If we don't answer, we'll call you back. We promise. You could send a check to KRFY P.O. Box 2465 Sandpoint.
2645.
2645. Sorry about that. P.O. Box 2645 in Sandpoint. Or the easiest way is stop by tonight at the Idaho Poor Authority. Lots of things to look at, silent auction, bake sale, raffles to buy, beer to drink. Come on down. It's the perfect November evening.
That's right. And the other thing that could happen is you might meet some of the KRFY volunteers and decide that you want to become a volunteer.
Amen.
That's right.
And
we're
another thing
group
that's going to happen at the Idaho Poor Authority tonight is I will be explaining about January training. And as Jackie Henderson was talking about, it is fun. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have experience as a broadcaster in college or high school. You can learn to be a broadcaster because we will take you through the process. And how did you find that training, Jackie, as far as really giving you a foundation to move forward in your show creation?
Well, I found it pretty thorough. There's a good manual that the station has. And in addition to that, it's surprising. A lot of other stations use separate engineers to control the music and sounds and the microphones. But we here at KRFY have to learn the entire thing. We do our shows pretty much solo. And so you really get to learn how that works. And it's not that complicated. I was very surprised. Actually, the hardest thing is keeping on track and keeping focused on your show itself, the content, because that's very important to us at KRFY here.
As we progress in our lives, that's a good thing for our brains, too. We'll just say it that way. And Julie Calamine, let's visit with you for a little bit. I remember the day that you came to our June membership drive. We're at the old Coatta Creek building, and you showed up, and I'm, wow, who's that? She's from Minnesota. And from there, you've been super involved. And tell us about that. Almost 3 years as a morning show host on Tuesday.
That's true, Susie. And before I begin talking about my history with KRFY, I just have to say one more thing about Jackie Henriette. Young Ryan came in this morning and hadn't yet met Jackie. And I was thinking of how do I describe her? And the best, most succinct way I could do it was to say, Jackie Henriette, she has her own show. She's a interesting person with a very interesting voice. And she has interesting thoughts. It's all about interesting. And I think it's simple, but I think it sort of describes you a bit. So thank you for being here, Jackie. And I'd heard you right away when I moved from Minnesota here to Sandpoint, and it helped draw me to the radio station. But Susie's right. The first time that I came, my husband and I had just moved from Minnesota in a moving van in the end of May in 2015, and we're tuning our radio dial to see where we might be able to listen to something because we were out in Sagal and we didn't have a TV or really a phone or anything. And what did we find but KRFY? And shortly after that, it was the membership drive. And I thought, you know, I think I should stop in. And the reason that I thought that was that in Minnesota, you probably, well, folks may or may not know this, but we have a very active public radio station, Minnesota Public Radio, which produces a lot of great programming. We at one time had Garrison Keillor, Krista Tippett, Speaking of Faith, Lynn Rossetto Casper, who was a Splendid Table. These are all now national programs, and they all came out of St. Paul, Minneapolis. And just a great resource in the community. And when I got here, I was hoping that I would find something similar. And by listening to our community station, I was so impressed to know that we had programming that was community-based, relevant, and really excellent. And so I just had to come in. So I came in with my little dog, and I signed up for volunteering and started out as volunteering. And then Susie Prez encouraged me to take the DJ course, which I did. And as time went by, the station realized that we had space and room for a third live morning show. And as that went along, I came to know Phil Huff, my co-host, and we developed programming ideas. And those were going to be around topics that we thought would be interesting for the community. And our topics revolve around outdoors, recreation, the environment. And for that reason, it starts from the most prosaic programs, like what's happening in the hunting season, to sort of ethereal topics, like where should we be going as a community with our environment, recreation, planning our community, where do we want to end up? And so it's quite a range, but it's a great program. I've learned so much, and I hope that the community is able to learn from it, too. That's Tuesday mornings from 8 until 9.
It's a great show. I think of you and Phil bringing the North Idaho lifestyle picture to our radio station and to the KRFY listeners. So we really were excited when you and Phil said yes to the Tuesday morning. And Chris and I moved over to Wednesday, which was perfect. And we have Thursday with Jim and Jack. So there we go. We have three. We're always looking to add that one more, but it's a big commitment. But it's interesting. I never think I'm not going to do it after what 4 or 5 years that Chris and I have been doing it. And how is that for you, Julie? Just come in early in the morning and put together your show.
I do, and I'm an early riser, so that's not a problem. But what I did want to say about the three morning shows is that they're really well divided, because Tuesdays were relating to things outdoors and what's happening. Susie's program, as listeners will know, is more related to civic and topics of civic interest. You're focusing in on what's happening with our politicians, just lots of kind of civic-related items. And then Jack and Jim finish off the week with more, I would say, in general, lighter topics, arts, recreation, arts, entertainment, that sort of thing. So one can count on those sort of themes each week, and I think it's very helpful.
And another aspect of the morning show is our support for other organizations in our community, mostly nonprofit. If we're not focusing on an election cycle on Wednesday, we really interview nonprofits. And they have events going on, and like you did yesterday on your show. That was the nonprofits who are the underwriters here at KRFY. That was a beautiful show.
It was. We focused on underwriters. Susie, you started with a question about would I ever think of not making it here every Tuesday. And with that, I'd like to defer to Jackie Henrian for a moment, because she was telling me during the music break about something one of our folks that is no longer with us had said to her one day. Jackie, would you share that? It's a great story.
Yeah, I was just was thinking, when you talk about commitment, I used to come in to do the programming for my show, and one of our another DJ was Jerry Warren, who died recently in September, and very prematurely. But one day, he and I were sitting around talking about our shows, and he just popped this thing out of his head. I'm going to do this show for the rest of my life. And I didn't know. He possibly knew he was sick at that point, but I didn't know it. So it fell, and I just rolled that idea around in my head, and I said, you know, Jerry, that's what it feels like to me. I can't imagine not doing having this show in my life at this station.
Well, that is beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. And I want to turn towards, and yes, we love Jerry, and we thank him for his years of the 60s, mm-hmm. right. But I want to turn now to Ryan Baumgartner, our newest broadcaster. He has the show The 3 O'Clock Rush, which is on Thursday afternoons at 3, and Friday night's reboot at 10. Ryan, let's talk about that, because you need to get to school, and then we can play your song that you've chosen for the day. Tell us a little bit about how you got drawn into KRFY, our community radio station, to become an broadcaster.
Yes, I got involved actually through the morning show. Jack and Jim had hosted a men's quartet that I'm part of. I sing baritone. So we have been on the show a couple times to sing some songs. We're through the high school. A lot of my close friends, that's what we do. So we'd been on the morning show a couple times, and I thought, we could do this. This is pretty fun. I think we could do this. And that was my thought. I was like, we'll do something in the morning. We can take a Monday or a Friday. This will be something that we can just all sit around and do together. And ideas evolve. And what ended up actually happening is I knew I wanted to get involved, but I didn't exactly know how that was going to turn out. And what my program became is the 3 O'Clock Rush Now, which is a program that is aimed at getting more community and school involvement, depending on where you're coming from. So I host different clubs, activities, classes, sports teams on the show, and we talk about what they do, what being a part of their group is about, and how they're involved in their community. We try to do some outreach for the community as well. I think it's nice to know what's going on at the high school and what we're doing and all the different events that we put on that, many people are welcome to come to. I also play music. I like coming up with new music that isn't always the same 10 songs that are played on, mainstream pop stations. I find that a lot of it is repetitive, so I try to get stray away from that and introduce new things. I pride myself on playing songs that some other stations in the era will say, listen to this new song, 3 months later. So I think that's pretty cool. Sometimes I'll be listening and I go, I've been playing that for 3 months. So I try to look for new music that has an interesting sound to it. It can't just be the same four chords that you hear in every song. It's something that's a little different, a little more alternative. Some of it's on the more folk side, some of it's on the more electronic side. It's a variety of newer music that you aren't really going to hear in a lot of other places. So that's the two aspects of my show. I'm going to finish out the year, and then I'll be going off to college. I don't know what happens then. I'm trying to find someone to finish my show the next year, because I think it'd be a good program.
We're looking for a junior. How have you found the show received by the high school students? Because you particularly picked 3 O'Clock because they're getting out of school, and as you said, their old cars don't have electronic digital stuff. They have to listen to the radio. So yes. How are you finding this show being received?
You know, I think the best example would be a girl came up to me and she said, I love your show. I just love listening to the music. You have great taste in music and I love listening to your show. You have to keep doing it. And when somebody says that you have to keep doing your show, that's great because you always, you don't know who's listening. It's radio. Like right. we said, invisible right. waves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if someone's streaming, we can tell. But otherwise, it's you don't know who's listening. So you have to believe that somebody is listening to all the work that you've put in for your mm-hmm. weekly show and is appreciating it in the same way that you do. And that's why we keep doing this. And I think that when you hear that response, it motivates you to keep going. And the good thing about mine is I haven't needed a whole lot of motivation to keep going because I really enjoy what I do. So it's not like a chore for me. I think the hardest part of what I do is editing. I do my show recorded, and then I go home and have to edit some things down because we like to talk, and we keep talking, and I have to go, this needs to fit in 30 minutes. So I have to do that, and that's the part that is a little harder for me, but everything else is just a lot of fun. I get to sit down and play music that I enjoy, music that I think other people will enjoy. So it's been a learning experience. We're going live in December. We're going to do two live shows. My 3 o'clock on the 13th, rebroadcasted on Friday, is going to be a live show. And then my 20th show is going to be live as well. We're doing two cool things, and it revolves around Christmas. I love the holiday season. And the 13th is a show that is music that I have recorded, not myself. I've actually recorded a lot of friends from choir. I'm part of the choir at the high school, singing songs, two backtracks that I got, and then I go home and edit those down, and we do it like 3 times. We give them a real recording studio experience. We do it 3 or 4 times, and I go through and pick the best phrases, and it's a learning experience for me and also for them, too. I have the cool, you know, they get to come into the studio, use our real-time monitors and things like that. It's a cool experience for them. So we are going to be broadcasting those songs, talking about them in between, some of the things we learned along the way by doing this. And then a couple friends and I who will be co-hosting with me will also be doing a couple songs live on the air. We're going to bring in, I'm going to play the piano, and we're going to bring in a guitar. My friend Riley Anderson and Ben Robinson, who are part of my men's quartet, are going to come in. We're going to do a couple live songs. Actually, we've been experimenting with miking that here in the studio beforehand. That's a little different, bringing in instruments and people singing. And then the 20th is going to be with our Sandpoint High School choir. They're going to sing the Christmas music that they have been learning this year. That's me included. I'm not sure how I'm going to be doing the board and also singing along. Maybe I'll let them take this one and I'll just listen this time. It is from a different perspective when you do radio. And that's exciting.
When you say the choir, how many students are in the choir?
Well, the men's choir is 24 students, I believe, this year. And the performing choir, the women's performing choir, is 16. We do a couple songs together. So not, I don't think we're going to bring everybody in. I think we're going to do about 3 people per voice part. I'm going to try to squeeze in. We have 2 rooms here. We're going to try to use both and shuffle around because the performing choir sings one song, then the men's choir sings the other song.
And you'll make it happen.
Well, we will. And we've done it before. We've crammed some people in here, and we're going to do it again. I'm excited for it.
If I could get the Little Smokies in here with all their instruments and a big bass, you can do it. One of the things I wanted to say, Ryan, is you've been bringing students up and teachers and advisors for club advisors. It's been so nice to have a stream, because you use the studio to do the recording of the interviews for your podcast and that live show. I'm going to be here just to be here.
Yes.
And I'll be listening. That's on, what are those dates again?
That is the 13th and the 20th, the Thursday, the two middle Thursdays in December. The 27th is our second recorded show, and we're going to rebroadcast our 13th show because I think it's, you know, I've put a ton of work into that, and I think it's going to be really really different, and I'm excited about that. Susie's going to be here, which is great because it's going to be my first time live on the board by myself, so she can come in and bail me out if something happens.
I'm just standing back because it's going to be your show. So we're talking with Ryan Baumgartner. He's the host of the 3 o'clock Rush that is broadcast at 3 o'clock on Thursdays and again rebooted at 10 o'clock on Fridays. And Julie Przinski, you wanted to mention something.
I did want to mention, I have to say, Ryan is the most perfect ambassador to bring these high school students into the station. And that's one of the things that happened at the station in the last year. Well, at our annual meeting tonight, we'll talk about all the things that have happened that year. But Ryan and his involvement in the station as an ambassador from the high school and opening this whole realm to us has been terrific. And thank you so much, Ryan, for all your energy. You have just lit up the station with it. Thank you so much.
Yes. However, since revenue was just mentioned, I think this would be a great opportunity to mention that one can add to our revenue from now until the end of the year. This is Julie K. Anyway, we are just kicking off the year-end giving appeal. And so if you're listening this morning, I hope you will consider either renewing your membership or becoming a new member, because it doesn't happen without volunteers and also without members.
Yep. Or just make an extra special Christmas gift to 88.5 KRFY, and we'll get to how you can do that. But I want to say one thing you were talking about. I asked you the question, how are you being received at the high school? I was at the farmer's market, and you should know this, Ryan. There was a whole group of high school girls and guys. They were doing a bake sale, and I just went up and yelled really loud, "Who's listening to 3 o'clock Rush?" It was in September, and every one of them said, "We are, and we love it." Nice. So it is being listened to. It's a great show, and as Julie and we all feel, we really appreciate the fact that you've joined forces with us to bring quality broadcasting and programming to the airwaves here at 88.5 KRFY. And it's your turn, because you need to get to school to play your song. And I don't know if you want to dedicate it, but you can introduce it, dedicate it, and then run the board here.
Definitely. This is Damage Done by Akita Alexander. And it's a song that I found just a couple days ago. And that's something I try to do. I make these program lists with all the songs I want to play. But it always seems that I come up with a new song during the week and go, I want to play that this week, and I have to slot it in. This is one of those songs, and it's for my 3 o'clock Rush listeners, because I'm going to be playing a lot of Christmas music. I love this season. So this is some of the only really new pop music that they're going to get this month. So this is for them. This is Damage Done on 88.5 KRFY. I'm heading to school, so have fun, guys.
See you, Rex.
And that was Kitta Alexander, and the name of the song is Damage Done. And that was a pick by Ryan Baumgartner. He's our host of the 3 o'clock Rush every Thursday at 3 and rebooted on Friday at 10 in the evening. And he had to go to school, but that was a great song. I see why he likes it. It's a little electronic. And we're here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show for Wednesday, but we're really here celebrating our community radio station, and I'm here with Julie Przinski, Jackie Henrian, and Julie Calamine, all volunteers at the station, some show hosts, but we're all in this together. And what else do we want to say about everything that we're doing? I know we have a big event tonight.
Yes, we do. At the Idaho Poor Authority tonight, we're having our annual meeting, and we're having a silent auction and a bake sale and raffles we'll be selling. This is to add to our revenue as we need to keep going, and we need to keep our budget balanced. The silent auction items are kind of exciting. We have a $100 gift certificate to The Floater, which is an awesome restaurant out in Hope, open only in the summer and right on the lake, so you can't beat that. And the other thing happening is we have a one-week stay at the Ponderay Shores Resort in Hope as well. So that's another exciting little silent auction item we have. But the most exciting thing we have at the bake sale is Mike is bringing a pie. Mm-hmm. And I've also heard rumors that Daniel has baked his pie already today. So there'll be pies there, brownies, cakes, gluten-free desserts, lots of neat things to buy at the bake sale. But the neatest part is just to come down and see what's been happening at your radio station, our community, KRFY 88.5 radio station. Come down and join us. We'd love to see you. 5 to 8 tonight.
Sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the end of the year giving appeal. I think of it as a end of the year gift appeal. When you have something that you love, such as your own community radio station in North Idaho, it always helps to give a little bit more. And so many people have given so much throughout the year. We want to thank our listener members and our listener supporters, not only those that give monetary support, but those that give their time and energy. And listen, we have such an amazing program schedule. We've been talking about some of the local shows with Jackie's song, Voices, Poems, at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, and Ryan's show, 3 o'clock Rush, and the morning show. But we have other shows. We have Easy on a Wednesday morning with Bernie Mosier. Now, that is pretty great music that Bernie picks out.
Great music.
And we're really glad, if you're listening, Bernie, that you're feeling better. We also have local music on Tuesday and Friday nights with Jack Peterson. It's called The Norwester. We have folk music on Thursday night with Jim Healy. We have what we call the decades music, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, starting at 5, going all the way to 9 o'clock on Saturday. We have another new show. It's called The Blues Show with Bob Aldrich. That's fun. And Jazz Over Sandpoint with John Royan. Another new show, Harriet Pink and the Morning After. That's on Sunday from 12 to 2.
And you never know what you're going to hear on that show.
You can go to our website at krfy.org and see the program schedule. You can also go there because we have a secure PayPal donate button there. And we're talking about giving KRFY a little bit extra at this time, this giving time of year. And you can go there and just hit that button and go right in through PayPal, and it's secure.
That's right. And Susie, you and I were talking before we began this morning, and we were thinking about how we might encourage folks to give a little extra at the end of the year, because they have given a lot, and we appreciate that. They're either volunteers or members or underwriters. They could be many things. But you mentioned to me, it's not about how much you give. It's about doing a little more, because it doesn't take that many more of us to give a bit more, and it just will help the station tremendously.
I think I kind of mentioned... If 100 people sent or gave $30, we'd get there. There's all different ways to look at it. What can everyone else here in this room come up with? Other scenarios of ways that could... Well, let's see, 200 people gave $15, right?
That's right.
This sounds like math.
Or one person could give $3,000. We don't need
it. And we would take that.
Geniuses here.
We would be very happy with that. Anyways, the bottom line is... You can give. And as I mentioned, krfy.org is our website. There's a secure PayPal button there. You can also call the station at 208-265-2992. Leave a message. We'll call you back. And
I was just thinking about where we get our information up here in Sandpoint. And it's the most special part about this radio station is it is local. It is community-based. It's not out of Spokane. It's not out of Boise. It's right here in Sandpoint. And that is really a special thing for such a small community. We are really in tune to what's happening in the town and now in the high school and in the environment and in the political realm. Mm-hmm. It's
kind of
all Sandpoint.
All. Yes, and you know, I mentioned earlier that I'd listened to our public radio station in Minnesota before I came here, and I don't think I really understood what community radio was until I moved to Sandpoint, because it's so different. And I thought, oh, this is our local public radio affiliate, and I got here and I realized it was so completely different and really so much better, because it is local and folks work here as volunteers, and we focus in on things that are relevant to the community. It's much different and much better.
I remember speaking to I got a message from a listener after my show. And one of the things she said is, I've just moved to this area and I'm a firefighter. So obviously there's a lot of need to have those kind of people here. And she said, and I wasn't sure. She moved to Ponder Point, she said. And she said, I wasn't sure about this community until I heard this station and until I heard your show. And she said, it feels like home now.
Oh, that's a beautiful sentiment. So thanks for sharing that, Jackie Henry, and host of Songs, Voices, Poems. You know, we're about running out of time. I have two songs queued up. One is Julie Przinsky's song, one is Julie Kalmine's. But before we get to that, I want to talk about what's coming up on the morning show. Tomorrow, you can join Jim and Jack. They'll be visiting with Dinah Wall from the festival at Sandpoint. She's the executive director. And we always find out a little bit about what's going on for the next season. Jim does his best to try to find out more information there. Next week on the morning show, Julie Kalmine and Phil Huff, they'll sit down with Bonner County Sheriff Darrell Wheeler to talk about Neighborhood Watch, Community Energy, Emergency Respond Team, and other news from the Sheriff's Department. And I wanted to bring this one up on Wednesday, December 5th. My co-host Chris Besseler will be back, and we'll be sitting down and celebrating the retirement of Idaho Senator, State Senator, District 1, Sean Keough. We'll be celebrating with her about her many years as our legislator, and also find out and see the challenges that will be in ahead for the legislator this year in Boise. So that will be interesting next week on the morning show. But you can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page and like us. We would love that. We would like that if you liked us. So go to our Facebook page. That's KRFY Radio, I think it is, and like us. You'll find and get postings about all of our activities. So you can do that. Any last-minute words before we go to our songs, gals?
All I'd like to say to everybody out there is thanks for listening.
Oh, and yes. I'd like to say the same, but also encourage you to join us tonight at the IPA and meet some of us if you haven't yet.
Sounds good. Jackie Henry and Julie Przinsky, Julie Kalmine, thanks for coming in. I just want to mention that we have another interview at 9 o'clock here this morning. It is Julie McCallan from the Sandpoint Waldorf School. They have their Christmas fair coming up, and this is a Sandpoint tradition. It is coming up at this Saturday. So stay with us right after Bird Note. We will have Julie McCallan from the Sandpoint Waldorf School, a little bit of news about the Christmas fair from the school.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you. Here we go. This song is The Carpenters, Yesterday Once More, and then directly after that, Ziggy Marley, Give It Away. Good sentiments. Thank you so much, gals.